another episode of Chewing Your Fat. I'm here with your boy, King Kelso, and I'm your boy, Sincere B. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, King?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Living a dream, man. Living a dream.
Absolutely.
Yeah. About yourself?
I ain't, because living is a dream.
Yeah.
It came true.
I told a young cat this. I asked him how I was doing. I said, I'm living a dream. He said, what's a dream? I said, to be living. To be living.
I dreamt of waking up.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm living that motherfucker right now.
Yeah. I'm going to say my uncle passed away 2 days ago, so I'm going to say RIP to him. Charlie Gaston. Yeah. So.
Sorry to hear that, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. No more pain.
Well, yeah, cancer or something?
I think he had some cancer. I think so. And the wife going through some problems, too. But I think he had cancer, yeah.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah, cancer no play, man.
Cancer's a whore.
So, I got a headache right now. So, I just got out of treatment. So, I might not be myself on this podcast. But, Kelso, we'll take the reign.
Yeah, I'm ready. Matter of fact, listen, I'm so geeked up, man. Are we doing the snack thing right now?
No, no. After the podcast. That's separate from the podcast. Remember?
Shit. Yeah. Man, God damn it. I was ready to eat my snacks. All right. So, look, man. This going to be our regular old podcast. We're going to talk about regular old stuff.
I tell you what. In this podcast, let's just include it.
Yeah.
All right. We're including this podcast. Oh. So, you're getting a little extra today and one podcast. All right. So.
Yeah. I got good snacks, brother. But we can get into some news first, man. You know what? Yeah, let's do that. Cause you know what? I found a good place. I gotta do better at my notes. But man, this Good News Network.
Yeah.
There's some really cool shit in there. But like I said, I gotta get better at my notes. But look. Let me see. There we go. I don't know if you knew. Which one? Okay, you drink beer?
I just drink.
Every now and again.
I just drink Coors Light. That's it, man.
Okay, so you like me? You don't really drink beer.
Nah. Over here they got all kinds of beer distilleries and everything here with that dark beer and ales.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man. Yeah. It don't taste good to me, dog.
I've tried it, mm-hmm. But one is too expensive, and I just like to taste the beer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I could drink some old duels and be happy, because I'm going to drink a Michelada, which is going to be mixed with fucking tomato juice and might have a slider in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's kind of shit. I'm good. But I saw this article, and it says, a beer day keeps the doctor away. Even a non-alcoholic beer.
You know.
And it said one, not a 12-pack.
Yeah.
For niggas like me, excuse me, brothers like myself, not a 12-pack, one or two, because it's supposed to be the microbes and the yeast and all that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to do something about balancing your gut.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my boss at my old job, man. He's a hunter. He don't even buy meat. His meat for the whole year is coming from hunting. Cool. He was cool, really cool, but he swore by that, man. He said a beer day have cut the doctor away. He always told me that. You know, even though he had more than one beer a day, but he always told me one beer a day keeps the doctors away. I'm like, all right, man. All right, whatever, man. But
it just got to be
interesting.
Yeah, one. You know, one or two, as long as you ain't doing it in a. Gallop. Unobsessible, bro. Yeah. Like I said, I used to do was unacceptable. No.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it helps your stomach, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I don't drink no more, but I can fuck with that non-alcoholic, though.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, there it is.
I remember we had that old duel on a boat. We'd get that old duels, remember? On Steel Beach Day.
Yeah. Now, see, in the Gulf War, we had qualified for a beer day. You know, got to be underway for X amount of days to qualify for a beer.
Yeah, we couldn't. They gave us old duels, even Desert Storm.
Oh no, Desert Storm, baby. I was friends with the boaster mate that had the key to the beer locker.
Oh, you had that stash then. Got so nothing to keep shit on there.
Yeah, so look, anytime that motherfucking ship took a roll, I wouldn't give a fuck if I just got off watch. Boaster mate, if he's up, he'd come wake me up. McQueen, it's time to go. Yeah. I think some beers got busted. No, he said, I think some cans got busted. Let's go see.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Busted by y'all, man. Ass.
Exactly. Man, it was at least a 12-pack got busted at least once a month.
That's crazy.
Yeah, until the fucking Still Beach. Yeah, because when we had our Still Beach, we had been out there. We were running out of food. I don't know if I told you that part. We was eating goddamn corned beef hash.
Oh, nah, we never out of food.
Yeah. Well, you was on a big ship.
Yeah.
So
I always thought y'all had the best food, the smallest ships. That's what we always told. Oh, the smallest ships got the best food.
Oh, we did. We had quality food. Yeah. But,
oh, okay.
I mean, you know, we have to do this. Our unwrap is a shipboard activity. So when we get our food, everybody got to be on the deck. It's like one person steering the ship, one motherfucker on watch forward. It's bare bones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So during Desert Storm, Desert Shield, we didn't have it was wartime. We just couldn't do it. Mm, gotcha. I didn't have enough motherfuckers. Yeah.
Gotcha. That was up. I saw Justin Bieber, man. I kind of feel bad for Justin Bieber, man. He's paralyzed. His one side of his face paralyzed, yo.
Yeah, he got that, the Bell Palsy stuff?
I forgot. It's a name. It's like a person's name. I forget. Think of the name of it. But yeah, man, I kind of feel bad for him, man. I feel like he's grown a lot, man, over the years, dude. Like the past 2, maybe 3 years, he's been a really kind of mature person in a way, man. From before then, he was really bad. I thought growing up, but I didn't think he was gonna really make it, man. But not as a star, but as a person. Mm-hmm. But he actually seems like he's grown, man. So. And I saw the video of him on TikTok talking about it and how one eye was blinking and the other side couldn't move. And I'm like, damn, bro, I feel bad for you, man. But.
Well, so he just woke up like that, right?
I guess so. I don't even know how. I'm assuming. I think he did just wake up, but it just happened, man. Like.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It is crazy, man. It's like, I always think that. I feel like stars sometimes. Kind of get like a curse in a way. That's just how I look at shit, man. Like, I feel like because so many stars die, and people all over the world die tragically, I know, in all kind of ways. But I'm thinking about stars, they always, something happens to them really bad, like bad. I feel like that's the price you pay. You become famous, make all this money, but then you die young all the time, or you die some crazy ass death. It just seems weird sometimes, man. Like,
it's like a tax to pay.
That's what it seemed like sometimes, man. I mean, the way I look at it, you know. And again, I know everybody had worse problems than he has right now, but I'm just thinking about stars at the moment. Man, I was like, damn, that's crazy, man. But you know, you think of like Kobe Bryant and helicopter. He probably flown helicopters a million times, man. And then that one day, man,
from what I understand, he got that helicopter years ago so he could be at his daughter's practice and. After his practice, instead of trying to beat the traffic, he's like, fuck it. I don't want to miss no practice or no game.
Yeah.
So if I'm in town, I'm hopping in the helicopter to go see my baby play and coach her team.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's just.
So yeah, he done that shit a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
That's sad, really.
Do you watch American Got Talent, dude? I hear Echo.
Yeah.
I hear Echo. Speak on? Really? Any speakers on, anything? Mic test?
Mic test?
Mike? Maybe.
Mike.
Yeah. Maybe we'll stay like where you are right now from the mic a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, good. But do you watch, what is time with this, man? Do you watch America Got Talent at all?
Who's the top choice to win now?
Oh, it just started, man. I just wonder if you watch it. Or like, so you think you dance. You watch none of those shows like that?
No.
Oh, man. You should watch them, man. That's really good shit.
I ain't got no talent. Fuck them people.
You got talent. You're doing it right now. You're doing a podcast. That takes talent.
That's true. I smoke a lot of meat, so yeah.
But yeah, you should check those shows out, man. They're really good, man. And yeah, it's just fun. I love them, man. I love watching them and see some of the shit people be doing on the yeah. Got Talent, and then so you think you can dance, man. Some of the dances on them, man, be like crazy, man. Like she just never seen before, man. There's so many talented people out there, man. But it's cool to watch.
The coolest motherfuckers ever dance. It's two groups. It's them twins. Mm-hmm. The brothers.
Yeah, they're good.
And Jabberwocks.
Jabberwocks is good, man. But man, they have some cool people on. So you think you dance too, boy. And J-Lo's show was good too. But yeah, you want to see a dope group? Go look up the group Oxygen. It's an all girl group. Oxygen. Boy, the shit they did, yo. Woo!
All right, Oxygen.
Shit's crazy, but yeah, man.
I can get on that show. You think I can get on that show? Hold on, let me see.
Dude, some of the action there is so fucking silly, dude. Hell yeah, you get on that show. Will you make it? I don't know about that. But you can get on the show, though. It'd be the people doing some strange shit on there that know they ain't going to make it, but be doing this shit anyway, yo.
Trying to get that 15 minutes.
Trying to get that 15 minutes, man.
Have you seen the fucking Snoop Dogg Netflix special?
Oh, it's like Ridiculousness, right? When you saw videos and shit? Yeah, I saw that shit.
No.
That one?
It's comedy show.
Oh, no. I just saw the preview on Netflix YouTube channel. He was talking.
Cat Williams in there and all that.
He was interviewing Cat Williams. So, yeah. I'm going to watch it, though. I still haven't watched Cat Williams yet. Wait for my wife. I'm going to watch it by myself. I'm going to have to watch it by myself.
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen Cat Williams new stand up yet.
Yeah, he coming back. He said he just got off a 13-year probation.
That's good, man. Hopefully, he can stay off that motherfucker, man. And,
yeah.
Because the boy good, man. He is. He is good, dude. He is definitely good. I really think if he would have been out of trouble he got into, he'd have been just. I mean, he's still big, but I think he would have been Kevin Hart big.
But I want you to pay attention. I personally don't think he is as funny as he once was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna tell you because, in my opinion, I think it's because he's drug free. You get what I'm saying?
I haven't watched it. So you think your last comedy wasn't that funny? I haven't seen it yet. That's why I'm wondering. I'm going to watch it.
It's different.
Oh, it's different.
Just watch his whole mannerism. I mean, it's something to get used to. And I don't mind because I believe it's because he's not using it anymore. You remember he used to sweat up and down the fucking thing all the time? I always had a rag and constantly moving and shit.
Yeah.
Just look. It's just more. It's different.
I'll watch it. We'll talk about it on the next podcast.
Yeah, just check it out. And I don't think it's necessarily bad either.
Yeah.
But I just feel like because he's not using whatever he was using before.
I'm write that down.
And I'm with it.
We have a discussion.
Yeah, I'm with it. If that's what the cause is, I'm cool with it. But that's what it looks like.
Okay.
And let me know what you think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Check it out. What else you got? You got something else?
Yeah, man. I know you don't watch basketball. But the Golden State Warriors just won their fourth NBA championship.
I saw that headline about that.
Okay. Now, it's a lot of stuff about this that I ain't going to get too in-depth. Okay. But the biggest thing that bugs me is the constant negative talk that they have about Stephen Curry. Because of him being light-skinned, right?
So what are they saying? Like, is it you mean the commentators, the news people? Who's saying this?
Commentators, fans in general. Mm-hmm. It's a common thing that somehow this guy, because he shoots from three-point land, he's soft.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And they always, this light-skinned guy, he plays like, you know what I mean? It's just always some negative shit.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's all because of his skin color.
Think so? Right?
There's no doubt about it because that's all they can come up with. This little light-skinned fella fucked up the game because, you know, he don't drive to the basket. But he drives to the basket now. You know what I mean? And the motherfucker ain't little. If you look at a picture of him, this motherfucker got some arms. You know what I mean?
How tall is he? You know?
Maybe about 6'5", 6'6". Oh, I mean, for basketball, he's... Well, for us, he's tall.
Yeah, yeah.
But for basketball, he's short. But it just, when I'm listening to these comments, it's like, okay, he won't be considered top 10 unless he wins an MVP from the championship series.
He won it, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. He's still, getting problems.
It's like, what's going to be next? You know what I mean? You know, I just don't, I don't hear that shit when any other, you know, any other, maybe because he's just so revolutionary and they're just picking that shit.
So they said, so he's kind of being known for changing the game by not driving in and he's shooting
the basket.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something about that. You know why I stopped watching basketball? Right. One, this wasn't exciting to me no more, and it wasn't no cool names like the Twin Towers and shit like that.
Right.
But I feel like nothing changed in basketball. Like, I feel like these dudes are getting taller and taller, but the rim is still the damn same. Like, I'm not impressed by a motherfucker that's 8 foot tall dunking. Right. Now you tell me that Curry out here shooting all the time at three pointers. Now that's something I might want to see that go down.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's different.
And he's been tearing it up.
Yeah. Because I'm tired of seeing motherfucker driving and dunking and getting hype. Yeah, man, but you 8 foot. You should be able to dunk, man.
Right.
But, you know, but can you give me some skills, though? Shoot behind that three-point line.
Exactly. Exactly. This dude is shooting shots from down the half court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and he got another young boy that comes in to replace him, Poole, and he just as cold, too. Motherfucking coach made a deal with him. Mm-hmm. He said, he told the boy, because you know, they already got Steph and Clay, and they all shooters, right? And they all light skin, right? And that's the thing that it's just too much of that shit and not recognizing their skills, all right? So this guy pulled, the coach told him, so look, you give me good defense, you lock that guy down. When we got the ball on offense, you got open shot, shoot it. You got the green light. You know what I mean? So anytime he's in there, he got the same permissions as Steph Curry, basically. And when that little motherfucker get in there, God bless America.
Light it up, huh?
Oh, they light it up. Man, that was whooping Boston's ass from the giddy up, bro.
Okay.
From the time that clock went on, they just tore their ass up.
Yeah, yeah. People hate change, man. And athletes definitely, if somebody's getting that shine, and like you said, changing the game, man, that's going to,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that happened to Michael Vick, man. Michael Vick changed the game, dude. They had to do something about him. He was getting too big. Too big. They had to do something to him. But
always.
That's crazy.
Don't let us win.
So how many rings does he have now?
Four.
So he got all four with him.
Yeah.
What? And he still giving up props?
Well.
That's crazy, dude. At some point, you know, I guarantee you, that was baby Larry Bird. He'd be a god right now.
Yeah.
For championships.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, when he won his first two, he had Kevin Durant. So it was like, okay, well.
You're right. I got you.
Then he did one by himself. Okay, well, you just got one.
Okay.
You know. And now he got two. So now what? You know what I mean? Well, he didn't win the MVP all those other times. Well, he won it now.
Right.
And I guarantee it's going to be, he should have had more than four.
Always.
He'd been to the playoffs six times.
Always like that, yo.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And the thing that, all the people that say the light skin stuff is the black dudes. You know what I mean?
That's always been a war. That's always been a war.
Always. I'm like, come on, man. This ain't the time for that. At home, joking, yeah. Why are you going national TV? That's what pissed me off, because, you know, I got jokes to everybody. You know what I mean? Yeah. I refuse to be light-skinned. I don't give a fuck what my pigment say. This melanin say. I'm a dark-skinned brother.
You know what I mean?
So, you know what I mean? I don't mind joking about it, but you ain't going to see me, you know, at this dude's best moment of his life saying he messing up the game because he's light-skinned.
Right.
Get
put up by the cops, he's still getting treated the same way.
Yeah, same way. He's still Negro.
That's crazy, man. But hey, I'm sure he's good. Hopefully, he's good. He ain't letting it bother him. He's still winning on the ass.
Yeah. So he shed some tears last night.
Yeah.
Cause I know he felt it like, finally, muffins can get off my dick.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
You know, the boy almost 35, 36 years old. He's been playing 15 years, man.
Man, I mean, I ain't been watching it, but Damn. When I first heard it, it don't seem like he's been that long. That's a long time already. And damn, time fly by, dude.
Yeah, when he first started, bro, he had problems with his ankles.
Oh.
So he almost didn't make it to become this guy that we know. So he had surgeries all on his feet and all that shit.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be foot, but I'm gonna say feet.
Oh man. Well, all right then. Well, that's cool too, man. You about that story about that elephant attacking that woman, man?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently, I forgot where it's not in the U.S., not another country, but apparently, this elephant attacked this woman. Well, it's two stories. One says that they believe that either she has something to do with trying to hurt the elephant kids at one time, or maybe elephant was small, whatever he remembered, whatever. But other story is that she was getting some motherfucking water from a river or something, or well, elephant came out of nowhere and attacked her, killed her, beat her down, killed her, took off. They had the funeral. Apparently, this motherfucker came back, got her out of the from the funeral thing, threw her in the air, and took off running again, yo. So he attacked her twice. So you can look this shit up, dude. It's crazy. So he killed the first time. It was gone. Funeral came. He came to the funeral, took off the thing, threw in the air, and took off again, yo. I'm thinking, yo.
I can't even find, you know what?
I'm thinking something must happen to the elephant before or something, yo. Because that ain't really common, yo. I mean, I can see the first attack, maybe. You stick up on him, and then bam. But the second one?
Hold on, partner. You know how motherfuckers say, man, I hate that motherfucker so much, I'm going to kill that motherfucker, dig his ass up, and I'm going to kill him again.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, yo.
That elephant is the one that came up with that phrase. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I don't know, man. Either he had some kind of, either they did something to him when he was little,
hey,
or
man,
to his family, or something, but he did not forget, yo.
Hey. Where were they at, bro? Where the elephant just come to the church?
Down there, outside, get ready to put it like in the ground. So they're outside, and they had like it was gonna burn. Like, what do you call that? Burn something? I guess they burn. I guess their religion, whatever, it's gonna burn.
In India,
yeah, something. Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, they're
gonna
burn it.
They're gonna burn it. He showed back up like, nah.
You ain't burn this. Woo!
Picked her up, threw in the air, yo, and then took off again. Like peace. It was gone, yo. So
holy shit.
Unbelievable shit, man.
I need to see that on video.
I think they had a video of the elephant coming back. I think they have it for the funeral, I think. Yeah, man. That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life, man. Yeah,
she must touch that elephant in this no-no square. What the fuck? God damn, man. That nigga ain't never forget that shit.
Elephant
was like, I'm a boy, Damon.
You see, I got two trunks, don't you?
I got two trunks.
Oh my god!
But you can pay for this.
Yo, I can't believe it, yo. That's just wild, man. We get done with here. Y'all go read the story. Y'all read the story and see what y'all say, man. See what y'all think about it, man. But it's
crazy. Oh, that officer, bitch, not wake up.
You're gonna learn today. I'm gonna kill your spirit too.
Yeah, and one more last thing.
Damn, boy. He would have pissed off an animal to do that to you, dog.
I'm going to have the last word.
All right. You got anything else, man?
No. We're going to have to go to the snacks because I'm high and I'm going to be giggling and shit.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and incorporate the snack reviews in this video, y'all. So go ahead, Kesso.
All right, man. Look. So for the drink, this is a real deal. Oat. Milk, mm-hmm. And Mexican hot chocolate.
Okay.
Abuelita. So you heat it up, make your hot chocolate with the milk, and it's delicious. I mean,
that Mexican hot chocolate is good.
Well, it's superior.
Yeah, it's good.
And so while you're in a, you know, warm comfort food, mm-hmm. You got to get some of these ices.
I'm seeing, I can't. The light is like blinding it. What is it? Ices. What?
Yeah. I see blue raspberry.
Cookies. All right.
Let's, ooh, man, I can smell a blueberry coloring. Smells like.
Is it a sandwich cookie? A sandwich cookie? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, damn. Got some blue shit up in there? Damn.
Yeah. Shit tastes just like a fucking ice cream.
Oh, yeah?
Just like an ice cream, yeah. Holy shit.
Put the bitches in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. That shit gonna be gone tomorrow.
Damn, good, huh? They probably was good as hell, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. All right. So, I got for my stack here first. I got these. I saw these Tate's Bake Shop lemon cookies. Supposed to be very crispy and deeply delicious. Southampton, New York.
They're deeply delicious.
Yeah. Got a little history on the back of the bag.
I mean, that's one of them fancy cookies.
Then what?
They fancy.
They look like fancy too, man. Signature thin crispy cookies.
Yeah. All right. I like them already.
Now for me, I don't know why, but I like cookies to be stale.
You like the crispy joints, okay.
I like if these real crispy, they're gonna be good, but I gotta leave them all open so they can go stale and get soft.
Oh, you really want them stale?
Yeah, I want them stale, soft cookie.
Yeah.
So they come in individual packs like this. It's two of them. They got seven cookies in them. Smell like lemon, boy. Lemon strong. Lemon is strong in there.
I like it strong.
Really thin.
Look like a potato chip.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
I know that flavor gotta be strong when they that small, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's smell.
God damn.
Yeah.
It's better than the last week shit I had. God damn. Look.
Shit, nigga, when I saw that pretty ass bag, I was like, that's a winner right there.
Good crisp to it, but when it get your mouth get a little wet. It kind of like dissolves, man. Limitation, yeah, not too strong, but it's there, man.
Man, could you imagine if whenever a motherfucker get married, your wife coochie tastes like them lemon cookies?
Nigga, stay married forever.
Forever.
Nah, they won't.
They be trying to get other flavors, huh?
I heard they got the orange out. The orange come out tomorrow.
I heard she got raspberry puss.
I raspberry puss. I'm gonna pass it for tomorrow. They won't do it.
Lazy, lame motherfuckers.
All right, damn, yo. You see these right here? Lemon cookies.
Fuck with them.
What the fuck? They got other flavors too, man. But god damn. All right. Whew.
I'm
my drink is Caddyshack. Peace tea. Love, peace, and hair grease.
This is
tea and lemonade. They have different flavors. They had like a raspberry, too, but I'm not doing raspberry shit too much.
Yeah.
No colors added. Made with peace, love, and happiness.
Mm-hmm. I ain't drinking no shit like that.
I'm about to get happy, yo. Let's see what it's all about. Give the pops to pop here. Ooh. Ooh, a lot of action about that bad boy.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Not really a smell to it. That lemon cookie, still it up in my grill.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, y'all. Peace tea.
What'd it do?
It ain't sweet. It's sweet, but it ain't like, like Kool-Aid sweet. No, it ain't that. Really light. It's really light, man, but it's good.
Okay.
You taste the tea and a little bit of lemon.
You don't know if it's that lemonade or that cookie.
No, you tell the difference.
You taste it now?
Okay. Yeah, you tell the difference. Yeah. It could taste like, I don't want to say the brand. Well, it tastes like Lipton tea with lemon. That's what it tastes like.
Okay.
But,
Like that brisk?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It is similar to brisk.
Brisk or hard?
Maybe a little lighter of a flavor, but it's good. Oh. I like it, man. I like the can and everything, man. Design, everything, man. It's good. I like it.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm. So here you go, man. You don't want these motherfuckers right here, right now. I'm hungry too, yo. All right, well, that's it for me, man. That's it for us, y'all. Hey, in the comments, let us know what y'all favorite snacks are.
Yeah.
Say what's up in the comments. Give the video a thumbs up. Please share it. Hey, say what's up or something. I'll be scared.
All right, man. It's a part of the show that ain't gonna fuck up. But we want to thank you for listening. So wherever you listen to podcasts, go find us, subscribe, and make us your favorite, yo. Eat plenty of snacks. Love happy, live happy, love hard, forgive quickly. And snack up, suckers. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Damn, it's good.
Smoke weed every day.